Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
It's that time of night, you can't stay uptight. So come and join the people and I'm feeling all right. Here on Overnight America. Overnight America.
Oh, boy. You know, normally I'm in the mood on a Thursday night because it's leading into my weekend, but I'm going to be in tomorrow filling in for Mark Reardon. If you listen during the day, listen at 2 o'clock. It'll be every once in a while. They let me in the building when the sun is still out. Tomorrow is one of those days, and it's a rare occasion. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. I want to keep things flexible, so if there's something you want to talk about, call us at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Producer Mike is in there, and he's taunting me. He's saying, I don't have to work, because we're not really getting a lot of calls tonight. You know, he's now he's getting all upset. He's been out there slacking all night, because we haven't had the calls. So let's go to Tom, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hi, I was just curious if you think Roger Stone will be pardoned the day after the election, and we're just having to hear a bunch of, you know, same old, same old.
Oh, I really don't know. So you're assuming that the day after the election, do you believe Donald Trump will be preparing for a second term, or do you think he'll be preparing to leave office?
No, he'll win.
Okay. So since he'll win, he doesn't really have a reason to, you know, hide it. He might as well just pardon Roger Stone. Is that what you're thinking might happen?
You got a point there. He maybe.
I don't think he will.
Play it pretty clean.
Yeah, I don't think it'll happen right away. If it does happen, I think it'll be at least towards the end of his second term.
And don't forget, if they kick Bloomberg out of the Democrat thing, Congress picks president from the top three. Nobody gets 270 electoral votes, and the left wing won't let the right wing win, and the right wing won't let the left wing win. Whoever's in the middle has to be president. So always remember that the Democrats may be, you know, in trouble,
you know what?
If they kick him out.
I'm much more inclined to believe what Chris Matthews has said. He basically said, at this rate, Bernie Sanders will be the nominee, and Donald Trump will take 49 states. It'll look like when Reagan won the office, you know, pretty much taking all the states. All right, Tom, thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Roger Stone's a fascinating case to me. I think that it's definitely more than they needed to give him. But think about it this way. It's only like, what was the 3 years? 12, 24, 30. Yeah, it's like 3 years roughly. I don't know if President Trump will pardon him. He might. I just don't know. I don't know. Let me go to Gordon, who's calling in St. Peter's. Hi.
Hey, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
All right, so are you annoyed as I am when you go to Walmart and you buy your stuff And as you've done shopping, you're leaving, and now they have someone who wants to check your receipts like a Sam's Club or a Costco does.
Oh, I never stop for them.
They never used to have that.
I never stop for
them. I don't either.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I was seeing if I was the only one that just said, I'm sorry, I've already paid for it. Thank you very much. And I just keep walking right past
it. No, I know. Well, here's the thing. It's like in a lot of other ways. People have the ability to request things from you, but you have no obligation to actually oblige that request. And that's one of those instances. You made your purchase. You can leave. You don't have to sit there and talk to the person, and you don't have to voluntarily let them go through your junk. You can just go. Don't bother stopping and talking to them, honestly.
And have you seen the new smart carts that they've got out at grocery stores? They're starting to do to promote at grocery stores. I think they can only be like a 2,000 square foot store, but they're starting to get these smart carts that you can check everything out at your cart and then just go out the door. But if the light turns red, that means they'd have to have somebody come check your cart, make sure you purchase everything again.
Oh, I've never
heard
of that.
That's another new thing. Oh, yeah, check it out. It's something new now. So they're going to have grocery carts that you can even weigh your produce on it. So my point with that is, so you can't pay 10 employees for probably what the cost of one of those carts you're going to be. And you can't leave them out in the rain. Carts, what are they going to do? Who's going to bring them back in from being outside?
That's a good question. Wait, what stores do that? Because I saw, was it Amazon that was trying to do that with Whole Foods, where you can go and then it automatically logs everything you grab and you just walk out and it charges your account with it. What stores, are there any in St. Louis that you know of that are using that technology?
No, not in St. Louis, but I've seen it recently within the last couple of months. I've seen some articles on it. So I don't think there's any local stores like that, but it just raised some questions for me, and I just wanted to kind of lighten things up tonight.
All right, so Gordon, let me just use my crystal ball, okay? Are you ready for this? I'm going to use my crystal ball because I know how this is going to play out. They're going to say there's some sort of racial profiling going on when it comes to those carts, and it'll kill the idea of the cart because all the companies will be afraid of being called racist. So I think this technology will dissolve itself after that happens.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your show, and have a great evening.
And have a great night, too. Yeah, let me just play with that real quick. The crystal ball saying it's very likely, and by crystal ball, I mean the magic eight ball. It is never wrong. Jeff in Ferguson, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. One quick thing. Did you hear about that multicultural center where they were saying there were too many white students?
Oh, yeah. That's right. So was there a video? I can't remember. I saw the article and I saw the picture. They're saying too many white guys in here, too many white students in here. Yeah. And didn't they say something like they even doubled down on it after they came back even after that and pointed out what was the other thing they said? Can no white people can participate in this holiday or something like that. Yeah, it was really bizarre, really bizarre.
And what the ironic thing is it after this event? Oh, I want to talk about something else. But after this event, that if the school set aside something for white students, that same woman that did that would be out there saying that's racist.
Oh, of course, yeah, because what she is saying is racist. So that's the honest truth about that. So what's the other thing you wanted to talk about?
The Roger Stone thing.
Oh, yeah. So someone just called in a minute ago about pardoning him. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I think it will be after the election. I don't think it will be at the end of it. If Trump is reelected, it won't be at the end of his second term. I think it would be after the election in general because he would either have won or he lost, so at that point it wouldn't affect him.
So you're saying like on Thanksgiving Day when no one's paying attention to the news, after the election he'll do it?
Yeah, because either way, because he's still there until January 2021 if he's not elected, he's still there until January 2021, so...
There's a very good chance he's reelected. I think it's very likely.
I'm just speaking in general terms, you know, what if.
Yeah. No, I get that. That's the thing. There's other people that are in jail right now. You know, you look at Flynn and you look at some of these other people that names were floated around immediately. Oh, I wonder if they're going to pardon him, which hasn't really happened. So it makes me wonder, would he do that for Roger Stone? I just don't know. I really don't know. I don't think he would.
I'm kind of surprised that judge, everything I heard about her, giving him 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And one last thing, they're already trying to push the Russian stuff again.
I know, right away. Of course, yeah. Jeff. It's one thing after another. Do you think they're just trying to set up another investigation? Like this is the groundwork they're using?
So you saw the stuff floating around Twitter today, too, about them pushing the saying that Russia is helping them again.
Oh, yeah. No, immediately they've already started that junk again. I think I saw Ben Shapiro tweeting something out about it. But you got to, we got to stop this junk. As in, we know they're using this as a manipulation tool, as in the Democrats are using this as a manipulation tool, because we're getting close to the election. Do they don't like their chances.
Do they actually think people are going to believe it again? Believe it?
Well, it leads to another investigation, then no. I think people will believe it, and they'll want it to be used to initiate it.
Hardcore base of those people probably will believe it, but I don't think the average person on the street will believe it again.
Oh, that's interesting. I would like to think that, but I think Congress will use any opportunity they can to try to open up. We're talking about the Democrats that are in Congress to open up another avenue to investigate the president. So,
all right. Good night.
Have a good night, Jeff. 436-7900. You can call or text that, or also 800-925-1120. Look at that. This is the hardest I've seen producer Mike work in a while. So good for you. Keep him going. He's sweating in there. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Weekday mornings at 8:30, Charlie Brennan and Amy Marks-Kors provide perspective on KMOX and KMOX.com.
I got two crazy stories for you. Which one do you want, crazy one or crazy two? Let's save the crazy two for a second here, because I think this may be in contention for story of the year. I don't know if it gets any better than what happened out in Las Vegas. It could be the story of the year. But let's do crazy number one first. Michael Bloomberg, we know, is spending a lot of money. He's spending more money than any other president has ever spent. I think he's up to $150-some million so far, and he's not even close to being the nominee. So bad. So he's got money. He's burning through it. He's burning through his own money. No one's donating to his campaign. I mean, it's not like he's a Bernie Sanders raising all this money. No, he's spending his own money, which is fine. Which is probably good, but he's now the highest spending presidential candidate of all time. Bloomberg has contributed $15 million of his own money so far, and he has not even that. Let's see, contributed $338 million on traditional media. Wow, $338 million. And a lot of that is his own money. $338 million. And we've seen ads on TV. I've seen ads on the internet. Any place that has video capability has a Mike Bloomberg ad associated with it. We've seen now what he wants to do in California. He is hiring 500, quote, deputy digital organizers. And this is what you have to do. He'll pay you $2,500 a month. Some pretty good cash. $2,500 a month. Times 12 is $30,000. So, producer Mike, tell me if you would do this for $30,000. You have to tweet out and Facebook out and send messages out supporting Michael Bloomberg full-time, and on your phone, through all of your contacts in your address book, text them. Allow Bloomberg to text them all messages about Mike Bloomberg. You would alienate every single person you know in your life for $30,000, just one, not even that, 12 or 2,500 a month, and this could go away like in 2 months from now. Think of it this way. Let's just, let's say 5,000, because if he drops out, he's not going to be spending all of this in California. So for $5,000, would you let Mike Bloomberg take over your identity and solicit to all of your friends and family? You would do that?
I don't know about take over my identity. You keep changing the parameters of this, but if it were to text all my contacts, yeah, that's no sweat off my back.
Basically full access to your address book. So meaning if they want to text it a couple of times a week, they can. It'll look like it came from you, as in you're showing support for Mike Bloomberg.
People can block the number. Who cares?
In the end, maybe that's not a bad thing, right? Less people you have to worry about in your life. Let them filter themselves out of your life. For $5,000, you'd alienate every... For me, I think about everyone that I have on my phone. Like, I wouldn't want to...
I mean, they
bother
deal with,
all them.
They deal with probably 30 spam calls a week. What's adding one more?
I don't know. It's your name that's popping up on their phone. Oh, look, I got a message from Mike. Oh, I haven't heard from him in so long. How is he doing? He wants me to vote for Bloomberg.
Yeah, who cares?
Seems like a lot of money. You don't bother you. Okay. How about you? Let's people listening right now. Would you let Michael Bloomberg in his campaign take over your address book on your phone to text everyone you know for, let's say, $5,000? 436-7900. That's the number here. You can call or text that line, or 800-925-1120. So the Wall Street Journal first reported these digital deputy organizers. They want them to work about 20 hours a week. And basically, they give you the message that you have to send out to all of your people, every single person you know. In some cases, it's giving them access to your address book. In some cases, giving them access to your social media, whatever you may be on, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, I don't know, anything you might be using. That's what they're going to do. It's to position organizers in the non-traditional way. And basically, instead of asking them to man the phone lines, they're making it look like it's coming from you, as if you really do support Bloomberg, to give it a more personal touch, because they can't get people to do that organically. No one will go out of their way to help support Bloomberg right now. It's not like the Bernie supporters that are going out there. It's like, you know how they make that joke? How do you know if someone's a vegan? Don't worry, they'll tell you. It's kind of like that with Bernie supporters. How do you know someone's a Bernie supporter? Oh, don't worry, they'll tell you. No one's doing that for Mike Bloomberg. No one's going around saying, I'm with Mike. Like the ads are. The staffers will be aided by Outvote, which is an app that allows users to send pre-written text, posts on social media platforms, and send data back to the campaign. So now they get to spy on you, too, to make sure you're doing the right thing. It says, we are meeting voters everywhere on every platform, except they're not, because it's so bad right now in the Bloomberg camp that they have to pay people to send messages out. That's pretty sad. Let's go with Michael Bloomberg. How does he feel after a poor debate last night?
So how was your night last night?
Must tell joke. Robot Bloomberg out in full force in front of a crowd, which I'm guessing he had to pay to show up there.
So how was your night last night? Look, the real winner in the...
Wait for applause. It's everything scripted.
The debate last night was Donald Trump. Because I worry that we may very well be on the way to nominating somebody who cannot win in November. And if we choose a candidate who appeals to a small base like Senator Sanders, it will be...
Senator Sanders. We chose not... this almost sounds like JFK, where he's giving these speeches. We choose to go to the moon, not because it's easy, but because it's hard.
Small base like Senator Sanders, it will be a fatal error. We need Democrats and independents and Republicans to win.
And you need people to pay. You know, if he could just give people money, hey, if you vote for me, I'll give you $1,000. He would do that if it wasn't illegal. I bet he would do that. So Bloomberg is not, let's see, in the first couple of primary ballots. So he's going to be on in the first Democratic primary in early March. I guess you could vote for him here in Missouri. He's really hitting California hard because he feels like there's a lot of pledged delegates that are in California. Currently, Instagram and Facebook require users to note when a post is sponsored, meaning they have to let people know that the only reason why this is being posted is because there's some sort of financial incentive for them to do so. The Bloomberg campaign views their post as personal content, though, so they don't want people knowing their sponsored content. I'm surprised they haven't just paid hackers to do it for them. I mean, that would probably be easier. So that's crazy story number one. You ready for crazy story number two? I love this even more. A mysterious group in Vegas decided to put Make America Great Again hats on pigeons, little tiny itsy bitsy mini Make America Great Again hats on pigeons, and release them as what they call a way to satirical protest. The group is calling themselves Pigeons United to Interfere Now, and that's short for Putin. That's an aerial protest of the night's Democratic debate. They put a video of themselves releasing these things out there. So this is what they say they do. They clean the birds so they're nice and fresh. Because, you know, everyone loves catching pigeons. So they catch these pigeons, kind of like Bert and Ernie. He's got a fascination with pigeons. So what they do is they clean them, and then they use eyelash glue to glue these hats with a little mini wig on the top of the pigeons' heads, and then they release them, and the pigeons fly around with the Make America Great Again hats. So this is in Vegas, and these things have been flying around. And people are like, is that bird wearing a hat? A Make America Great Again hat? That might be the story of the year. Oh, that's the best. I love stories like that. Oh, I wish there was a group in St. Louis that was gluing hats onto pigeons. I mean, there would be nothing that would give me greater joy than to look out this window tomorrow when I'm filling in for Mark Reardon and see a pigeon land with a Make America Great Again hat on. It would give me the most joy I've received all year right there. All right, Thursday nights are made for you. So if there's something you want to bring out, something you want to talk about, something we may have missed, or maybe something that you wanted to call in on but you didn't have the opportunity, that's why we keep the phone lines open on a Thursday night. The phone number here is 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Remember back in the day when you had a cell phone, maybe your very first cell phone, and they limited the amount of minutes you had? Oh, I can only talk for 150 minutes a month outside of prime time. Oh, I could do 500 minutes a month. I'm rolling in it, you know. Now you got unlimited minutes, but you never use it, you know. This is your great opportunity to use it. Why don't you put that phone up next to your ear, warm it up a little bit, and give us a call. And then you can warm up the large KMOX area.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Welcome back, Overnight America. We're here for you tonight up until midnight live. Don't allow this opportunity to go to waste. If you want to call in, you can. I want to go through some of these text messages that came through. I saw this article on The Onion posted. Rod Blagojevich trying to sell presidential commutation to cellmate for $2.8 million. Now, that's hilarious. Trying to sell his pardon for $2.8 million. Oh, that's great. Great headline. Here's a couple of text messages. Let's see. Hi, Ryan. I love Overnight America. Who does the song you play before midnight, Sleeping with the Radio On? Oh, I love that song, too. It's a country artist. Charlie McLean is her name. Yeah, it's a country song. This kind of just sounds like, you know, a classic pop song, but it reached number 4 on the U.S. country song billboards, number 2 in Canada for country tracks. It was released in August of 1981. And I play an edited version of it. It's something I purposely edited. And if you've never listened to the end of the radio show, you haven't actually made it to midnight because you fall asleep early, that's okay. I played this song at the end of every show. It's called Sleeping With The Radio On, and a lot of people like it.
I wish you'd call me on the telephone. I don't want to spend another night alone. Sleeping with the radio on. It's the only way I can make it till dawn. Sleeping with the radio on. You're on my mind, and I can't forget you.
You know, it's weird. I started packing up my stuff. I was going to walk out the door, and I remembered, oh, it's not quite the end of the show yet. So thank you for that, whoever texted in. Charlie McLean. McLean is the answer there. Let's see. Ryan would allow... Okay, would you allow the Trump campaign to send text messages from your phone? If President Trump said, I'll give you $2,500 a month to send support messages on my phone, I couldn't do that. Well, could I really do that? Let me tell you this. I have some celebrity phone numbers I've saved just in case, and I would feel really weird and icky if they started to receive unsolicited messages from me, and I'd feel really bad, and then that would give me a bad name. And then all my coworkers, the people I worked with, if I started soliciting to them, I don't think... it's a lot of money, though. You know, there's that old Adam Carolla line who says, you know, it's different... When they plop 25 grand in front of you or whatever and say you'll do this for the next year, things change pretty quick. No, I don't think I could, unfortunately. Maybe if I had more control over it. Now, let's back this back a little bit. Let's say I had to wear a Make America Great Again hat for a year. I think I can do that. You know, I have one of those hats, and I told my wife I almost want to just wear it so I can see people's reactions. Are people as crazy as they sound online when they come across someone wearing a red hat? They go absolutely... You know, you see these videos online of people getting attacked for wearing these hats. You see people getting looks, getting yelled at, spit on for doing it. And I said, you know, I really am curious if this is the reaction people have for someone wearing this hat. You know, these people have been brainwashed to believe, you know, the ones that cannot stand this red hat, they've been brainwashed to believe it stands for all of these things it doesn't stand for, and they want to act out on the person wearing it. It's pretty despicable. But I told my wife I'm going to start wearing it, and she said, you are not. You're not testing this while I'm around. So I have a hat I bought, and I have it in the office here. And I've used it in the past, as in if someone asks me for something, I'll say, yeah, I'll do that, but you got to wear the hat. Like, here's what I want in return. And people stopped asking me for things after that. So it worked out pretty well. What about someone I've missed listening to headed home from the Blues game? Clavin. Oh, I haven't seen that name pop up in a long time. I thought he moved out of the area. How about that? Very cool. Let's go to Matt calling in. Welcome to Overnight America, Matt.
Good evening. I just think this is a hilarious conversation that you're having, by the way. Very funny. And what I told the call screener was I'd take the $5,000 from Mike Bloomberg, and I would buy myself a new phone and a new phone number and text all my friends and tell them, hey, I'm only doing this for the money. Next time we're together, drinks are on me.
Oh, that's funny. But you can't. Okay, yeah. So you would already let everyone in on it, so they wouldn't report you to the government as if you're just a solicitor, and then you wouldn't get fined for doing something like that.
Right. That's correct.
I wonder if there's a certain threshold, as in the people that would be doing this sort of thing, they have to have, well, there has to be at least 300 people you message and, you know, 10,000 people on social media or whatever it is. Because I guess it wouldn't make sense to pay someone if they only have like two friends. Oh, thanks, Matt, for calling in. The phone line dropped there. But yeah, $5,000, you're trying to cheat the system. I respect that. Make things $5,000. Oh, man. Or even better yet, how about you just fill that phone with a bunch of solicitors' numbers? If I were to go back and look at every phone number I blocked on my phone that was a solicitor, someone trying to sell junk to me, I could fill a phone with at least, 300 contacts in it. And then that's who I'd be sending these messages out to? Oh, that would be awesome. Be like getting back at the telemarketers. I'm starting to see some really good potential in something like this. Sleeping with the radio on. So many people like it when I play that song. I got to be honest with you. I'm one of those people. I love listening to it every night. I get it stuck in my head. I think about it. Sometimes the very first thing when I wake up in the morning, Oh, I see. Okay, what time is it? The alarm going? I'll turn the alarm off on my phone. Sit up. I don't check social media. What I do is I sit up and I think about sleeping with the radio on. It's getting to be that bad. Got a couple of food stories for you. You know, I love food stories. Two food stories for you. Apparently, if you go inside of, are they Dollar Generals right now? Okay. It's inside of, yeah, one of the dollar stores, Dollar Tree. If you go in, you can buy lip balm that is flavored like a Hostess. So Hostess meaning Twinkies or Ho-Hos, Swedish Fish, Sour Patch Kids, Jolly Ranchers, Icebreakers, Oreos, Twizzlers, things like that. You can actually get lip balm that has that type of smell to it. I don't think it has the flavor, but that type of smell. Obviously, you're not meant to eat lip balm. Someone needs to hear this again. You're not meant to eat lip balm. But you do get one of these things, and it smells like, you know, Twinkies. I'd be okay with that. Now, apparently, if you go inside the Dollar Tree, you can go get them now. I don't know if they sell them locally, but people have been posting these up on social media. If you're going to get a Jolly Rancher, would you want any other flavor besides sour apple? That's like the best of the Jolly Ranchers. Or an Oreo. Oh, man. That's why you can't give these to kids. You know, you get a little kid and you're like, okay, if your lips get chapped, you can use this. We'll keep it in your book bag or whatever it is. Yeah, a kid's going to smell that and start taking little nibbles out of it, right? Kids don't know any better. Sometimes adults don't know any better. Next time I'm in a Dollar Tree, I'm going to have to look for that. KFC is going to start the fried chicken and donut sandwiches nationwide. If you've been itching for that, it looks like it's going to begin February 24th, so just a couple of days away. Successful test run that happened in certain markets. People went crazy. Kind of like how Popeyes, everyone went crazy for those chicken sandwiches, which I still haven't bothered to try. But KFC has decided to make its fried chicken and donuts nationwide. So next time you're at KFC, you're going to think donuts, because why not? The Kentucky Fried Chicken and Donut Basket Meal, and there's also the Kentucky Fried Chicken and Donut Sandwich. They range from $5.50 to about $8 for the meal. Chicken filet between two glazed donuts. Let me just mention this. When I was living in Ohio, I went to a lot of county fairs because it's a big thing in Ohio. Indiana wasn't as big. Are fairs big here in Missouri? I'm going to guess they're nowhere near as popular as they are in Ohio. Every county has their own fair. They're well attended. You go there, you eat a nice sausage sandwich. They have excellent sausage sandwiches, great fried food, things like this you would find at a county fair. But the thing is, you're not designed as a human being to eat like you're eating at a county fair around the entire year. So you eat it once, you're like, oh, that is so great. And when the fair comes back into town, you eat it again and you enjoy it. But if you're going to eat it, I don't know, once a week, a fried chicken slice between donuts, your body will shut down on you. So I would almost prefer you would eat the lip balm before eating one of those sandwiches every day. But it's okay to do it once in a while. 436-7900, that's the number, or 800-925-1120. Matt's right now trying to buy a phone, a burner phone, put all of his friends on it, and see if he can get Mike Bloomberg to send him some money. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Overnight America. You know what happens after 11, too? We get to play Rebecca Black. We know that we have fans here. Was it Elvis who called in yesterday about that? Oh, man, I had to play one of my friends, Rebecca Black. Yes, all right. That's what I'm talking about. I got a couple of other stories I want to get to. How about this clip from Brian Williams over at, is it MSNBC or is it just NBC he's working for? Let me play this. I think this was interesting.
Last thing before we go tonight, it has been said around here before that viewers of The Apprentice got a preview of the dynamics surrounding what later became the Trump base. The Apprentice, hosted by Donald Trump, aired for 14 seasons out of this very building. The Apprentice deepened Trump's understanding of the medium and its power. For starters, it gave Trump a boardroom. He had no board of directors at his family-run company. That's the SNL studio that served as the backdrop for the 08 series finale. It's also where he was able to introduce his children to a national audience. We watched as he pushed the brand, the name Trump, on everything from buildings to planes to helicopters, even if they were more apt to be leased than owned. His own physical profile became part of the brand, starting with the opening sequence of the show, his body as logo, and then think of how he used that image when he was introduced at the 2016 Republican convention. The so-called coastal elites, including, let's be honest, much of the mainstream media, people who are perhaps still coming to grips with Trump's attraction, might have seen it early if they'd watched the show.
Brian Williams blaming NBC for the rise of Trump because of his show, the wildly popular The Apprentice. Isn't that something? We have created a monster. Yeah, right. As if that show is what brought Donald Trump to prominence. So the guy had made his name over decades. You go back to the 80s and the 90s. You know, it wasn't until you act like he just came onto the scene in the 2000s as a reality show host, and that's why people started paying attention to him. I don't think that's the case. There's been 1,000 reality show hosts that have been launched since the 2000s, and I got to tell you, if you think that's the only reason why he's the president today is because NBC took a risk and let him have a TV show, you discount highly all the other things that led into them. Elizabeth Warren also doing some rallies today.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Hey-oh! Look at that. So Warren coming in strong against Bloomberg. And I don't know if all the other candidates realize, but it seems like Warren's doing this single-handedly. Not enough of them are going out against him. You know, they're being kind of polite to Bloomberg right now. And this morning at his rally.
So how was your night last night?
Ha, 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 ha. So they put the applause sign up because all the people there that were paid to be there needed to know that was the punchline.
Look, the real winner in the debate last night was Donald Trump. Because I worry that we may very well be on the way to nominating somebody who cannot win in November. And if we choose a candidate who appeals to a small base like Senator Sanders, it will be a fatal error. We need Democrats and independents and Republicans to win.
Isn't that funny? He calls Sanders' base the small base, as if he's got any voting record right now when it comes to the Democratic field, which Sanders has by far the most votes of all of the different candidates that are out there. So he's got the most support. I wouldn't say it's the broadest of bases. It seems to be the widest right now. President Trump was in Phoenix last night.
It's probably going to be competitive, but I actually think we're going to win by a lot, just like...
Yeah, the 2020 race.
So we're having great polls. You're seeing the polls, except for some of the fake ones. And if I was treated fairly, meaning if you were treated fairly by the fake news, we'd be up 20 points higher in the polls. There wouldn't even be a competitive election.
He had some fun with these rallies. I do like checking in and seeing what he's talking about, but in all honesty, I don't really watch any of these rallies or the things that are coming through on them, but it is fun to see the byproduct of it. And I got to be very thankful to Mark Reardon and his producer, Dave Klein, who put all of those audio bits in the folders. I normally check his folder and see what was going on there. Here's a text message that came in at 314-436-7900. I love the song Sleeping with the Radio On 2. I thought Charlie McLean was hot when I was 17. Glad you kept it alive. Doesn't sound country. Oh, look at that. Rich from South Bend calling in. How are you, Rich?
All right, Ryan. I do not understand Sanders supporters or Elizabeth Warren supporters.
Why is that?
Because they actually believe that Medicare for all will actually pass Congress? Mm. No.
I think they even, what was it? Sanders wants to make it sound like it would just be an executive order. He would just do it first day. He wouldn't even bother with it all.
No. And actually, Sanders has lost a lot of support since 4 years ago.
Mm.
He did. I mean, he barely beat the former mayor of South Bend in he lost
mm-hmm.
to Mayor Iowa? Pete in Iowa. He barely beat Mayor Pete in New Hampshire.
Well, let me say this. I will point out, he didn't barely beat him in New Hampshire. He did. I don't think there's any contention in New Hampshire, but there is contention in Iowa. And they do want to recount in some of these areas because it's so thin. And then keep in mind the nonsense that happened in Iowa. I think there is a case to say that that could be contended.
And also, if you take a poll came out today from California, but it was done before the primary. I mean the debate.
The debate, yeah.
Sanders is sitting in first place in California with 24%.
Oh, okay.
That means 76% of Democrats don't want anything to do with him.
Hmm. Well, if you consider that the field is still pretty broad, he is leading among the Democrats, but you could look at that too during the 2016 election with the Republicans, and you could say, well, that means most people don't want to see Donald Trump, but not everyone's unified against Bernie. They just like someone else better. So it's not to say the people that support any of the other candidates wouldn't switch over by a de facto vote to Bernie Sanders. I think they would still support their party, but I still think there's a lot of people that just don't like Sanders, kind of the same way you saw with Hillary Clinton. There's a lot of people in the party that just didn't like her, and I think you're going to have the same effect, that there's just not going to be the support in the end.
I think there's only three Democrats that can beat Trump in November.
Who do you think?
And he's barely a Democrat in Bloomberg.
Okay, you think
he'll
recover
from that disaster of Wednesday? He's got $60 billion.
Yeah, and he can hide behind his ads. He doesn't really do any public appearances in order to get publicity. So that's probably for the best. So you say Bloomberg's one of them. Who are the other two you think you can beat Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay.
And Mayor Pete.
And Mayor Pete. Okay, so you think those are the only three? No one else? Like Klobuchar last night had a good performance. You don't think she can do it?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Okay, well.
No. The difference between Corbett, between Amy and Warren is that Joe's been there.
Oh, yeah. No,
done that.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be moderates or some Republicans that would switch over because they may see him as more centrist. All right, Rich, good to hear from you, man. Have a great weekend. It's Overnight America. Damon, hold on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.